Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lawyers are beginning to go after companies whose employees have caused cell phone-related car accidents. And juries and judges are handing out huge awards. $21 million to the Florida family of a 32-year-old who died after her car was rear-ended by someone in a company car. A Texas jury ordered Coca-Cola to pay $21 million to a 37-year-old woman who suffered nerve damage to her back after she was hit by a Coca-Cola salesperson who was talking on a cell phone while driving. International Paper settled for $5.2 million after an employee on a cell phone caused an accident in which a woman lost an arm. Dave Teeter is Senior Director of Transportation Initiatives at the National Safety Council. That's a nonprofit group that promotes safety in the workplace. He joins us from Spring Lake, Michigan. We're going to talk this morning about, you know, are companies responsible for employees on cell phones? Dave, first of all, just start. When can a company be held liable?
Well, it appears that employers can be held responsible if an employee is driving a company car, regardless of whether it's during working hours or not. If an employee causes a crash while driving their own car, but on company business. If an employee causes a crash when using a company cell phone, regardless of whether or not it's a personal or company call. Or when an employee causes a crash while using their own personal cell phone, but using it for company business. So with the exception of driving their own car on their own time and using their own phone for a non-business call, there's the potential for a company to be liable, held liable in many different situations.
Well, it's pretty broad. And the Washington Post reported on this and found that jurors are giving out these huge awards, even though many of those same jurors probably use their phones while driving for work purposes. It seems like there's a disconnect. What do you think that is?
Well, there is a disconnect, and unfortunately, it's not just on this issue. When it comes to traffic safety, the vast majority of us think that we're safer than the other guy. In other words, I can do the same thing you can, and I can be safe at it, but I don't want you risking my life by talking on a phone while driving. And that's just a paradox in traffic safety that's always been a challenge and probably always will. But I think what's interesting is that, you know, I've been watching opinion polls on this issue for the last 5 or 6 years. From the very start, people were very concerned about texting while driving. You know, they understand that distraction when you take your eyes off the road and your hands off the wheel. But they didn't feel quite as concerned about cell phone talking conversations, which are a lot more prevalent. You know, we're much more exposed to that risk, and that's why it probably results in more crashes. But today, you're finding people by a majority, you know, up around 60-65%, saying they think all cell phone use ought to be banned. In other words, they're afraid of it. Recent study in California, for the very first time, this is an annual study they do, for the very first time, fear of cell phone drivers surpassed fear of drunk drivers as far as what they're most fearful of on the roadway. So that has an impact on jury verdicts.
And what impact should it have on companies? We understand that after your organization made a recommendation for a total ban, a lot of companies started thinking twice about their own policies. But what can companies do? Can they really tell their employees not to use phones? Cell phone use, I imagine, in business is a big part of business.
It is, Robin, and there's really no bad guy in this story. I mean, these devices were invented back in the late 1980s, early 1990s as car phones. I mean, that's the only place you could get one, and they were primarily business tools. So, I mean, this is a mammoth paradigm shift to say that, you know, all of a sudden it may not be safe and we may not have to do this to conduct good business. We're finding out a couple of things. First of all, companies that have sophisticated safety practices, where they have dedicated professionals always looking at how to keep their employees safe, have really been the first ones to see the amazing amount of research out there that says talking on a cell phone, using a cell phone in any manner while driving, dramatically increases your odds of crashing. So we've had policies in place in oil companies, for example, since 2004, 2005. These policies cover handheld and hands-free devices because there's just no evidence that hands-free makes you safer. You're putting one hand back on the steering wheel, but it's about the only thing that changes. So it's covering all cases. And the really interesting thing is we've got some pretty strong evidence from companies who have put bans in place that it's not having any negative impact on productivity. which, you know, I wouldn't have believed, you know, before I saw the research or before I actually experienced myself. But what we're finding is a lot of people, they think these are critical business calls. They're really just passing time because they're bored. And as a result, if a critical situation comes up, they got to make a split-second decision to avoid a crash. They're not very good at it because their mind is engaged in another task.
We hear your stats, but, you know, there's still that mindset that can't accept that talking on a cell phone is any more dangerous than talking to someone in the passenger seat. You've heard this debate, or, you know, turning on the radio. Is it?
Yes, it's much more involved in crashes for a couple reasons. And when it comes to the passenger, a question is a great question. I get asked that all the time. But the passenger is in your driving environment. So, you know, maybe it's because we intuitively know how dangerous it is to drive a vehicle, but you, as a passenger, you don't sit in the front seat and not pay any attention to the drive. And if a light suddenly turns yellow, the conversation stops. The passenger might even help the driver make a decision on whether they're stopping or going.
It's another set of eyes.
It may be obnoxious, backseat driver, so to speak, but it actually is a protective effect and makes the driver safer. And you don't have that with a phone conversation, okay? Your mind is engaged somewhere else. It's not engaged in the car along with somebody else. So there's a big difference there. And then as far as other distractions, you know, all distractions are bad, but there's two things that result in crashes. The degree of the risk involved with the distraction, and cell phones are pretty risky. They're not the most risky thing you can do, but they're pretty risky. But secondly, and this is the part nobody understands, it's how often we're exposed to the risk. So, for example, you got somebody after work on their way to a softball game changing clothes in a car while driving a vehicle. It's incredibly dangerous. It's one of the riskiest things you could possibly do while driving a car. We're not talking about that today because, thank goodness, not many people do it. But with cell phones, they are prolific. I mean, these things didn't exist in vehicles to any great degree until just 5-10 years ago. And today, NHTSA estimates, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, estimates that 10% of all drivers at any given moment are talking on a cell phone or using a cell phone some way while driving. Now, if 10% of all drivers at any given moment were looking at a radio and adjusting it, we'd be talking about that because it would be causing crashes. Yeah. But, you know, it's very short-lived. It doesn't happen very long. So this risk exposure is a huge part of the equation that people don't understand, and it's what makes cell phones such a great threat.
Well, we're seeing research that shows drivers using cell phones are 4 times as likely to get involved in a crash, 4 times. And you say that if there were corporations that saw some behavior that made it 4 times as likely that their employees would be killed or killed someone, they do something.
Oh, absolutely. You know, companies with big safety practices, it's all about minimizing risk as much as possible. So if you had an activity in a plant that you were able to measure caused somebody to be 4 times as likely to get in a workplace injury, you would not do it. You just wouldn't. You know, it's kind of interesting. Some of these companies wouldn't dream of letting forklift operators in a plant talk on a cell phone while driving around. Personal calls, you know, even a headset. They wouldn't even dream of letting them do that. But yet they've got salespeople on the road doing it all day long.
And I could just hear salespeople saying now, but it's important. You know, I can't believe productivity doesn't go down if I'm not on my phone. Look, everyone, just take a second. Everyone, is that what you're thinking? I know I sort of am, that we really need to talk on the phone while we're driving. Let's mull that over while we head into a break. When we come back, more with Dave Teeter of National Safety Council, including his personal interest in all of this. His son was killed by a driver distracted by a cell phone. Do we really need to be on that phone? Back in 1 minute, here and now. Welcome back to our conversation about a new cost of doing business. Companies paying millions after car accidents caused by employees on cell phones. We're talking to Dave Teeter of the National Safety Council, a nonprofit that promotes workplace safety. And Dave, we're reading that many Fortune 500 companies have banned employee cell phone use while driving. UPS, DuPont, Chevron, Shell, Time Warner. This is after seeing the research. But is the ban because of this research showing how dangerous cell phone use is while driving? Or is it because of these huge jury awards?
You know, Robin, my experience, and of course it's anecdotal, but I've worked with lots of companies on putting policies in place, and I haven't heard a single company come to me and say, look, we're worried about getting sued and paying a big settlement, therefore we're going to put a policy in place. They say, we've looked at the research, this is dangerous, we value our employees, we don't want them getting hurt, we certainly don't want them being responsible for hurting other people who we share the roadways with, so we want to put a policy in place. So, I mean, the risk mitigation is important for companies. I think that really what happens, though, is that may be the thing that causes some of these companies that don't have big, sophisticated safety practices to start looking at the research. And then the primary concern is keeping their employees safe. And some of these smaller companies that don't have sophisticated safety practices, they may now be looking at this research for the first time because of some of the lawsuits and some of the big settlements and jury awards. But the primary motivation to put a policy in place is to keep everybody safe.
And by the way, we understand this gets even more important because the technology to link a cell phone call to an accident is getting even better, black box-like recorders in cars, so companies may be at even greater risk. I just want to circle back, though, because it's such an important part of our lives now. It may be impossible for them to think that, especially people who work on the road, you know, aren't more productive if they're not talking on the car. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, Robin, I think what people overlook, and it's probably just because it's a necessary risk we feel we have to take, but vehicle crashes are a huge issue in our society. About 100 people die every single day in the United States. It's a leading cause of accidental death for all of us. It's a leading cause of all death, accidental or otherwise, for anyone between the ages of 5 and 35 years old. So it's a really, really big deal, and families are devastated every single day, multiple times over. I mean, how would we respond as a society if a plane crashed today and 100 people died, and again tomorrow and another 100 people died? That's been going on with vehicle crashes in this country for 60 years. Yeah. Every single day we lose 100 people. And the vast majority of those crashes are because of driver error, and they can be prevented.
Well, and people might hear the passion in your voice. This is a personal issue for you. You lost your 12-year-old, Joseph, in 2004. In the car with your wife when a 20-year-old on her cell phone drove through a red light. First of all, so sorry for your loss. Awful. By the way, what does that 20-year-old woman have to say about that? Have you spoken with her?
Well, no, we haven't spoken with her. She, you know, her life was ruined as well. She, this was in 2004. There wasn't as much information out about how dangerous it is to use a cell phone. I was a heavy cell phone user at the time. I didn't know any of this research. I was involved with a research company, so I've got that, you know, as background. I started to look at the research, and I was shocked at what already existed, you know, 8 years ago. So she was 20 years old. She was on the phone with her church, where she volunteered for kids my son's age. I mean, her life was devastated as well. You know, this is there's no good outcome when something like this happens. Yeah. And we just were trying to spread the word. And my feeling was back then and continues to be, if people understood how dangerous this is, they would never engage in this activity while driving.
Well, I'm wondering, too, now, if you are in conversation with these companies that might come to you at the National Safety Council, if you are feeling resistance to the stats, do you ever bring up the only one that really counts, you know, your own? Do you talk to corporations about this?
Yeah, I do. And you know, I don't do it right off the bat, but I think there's three things in traffic safety that change behavior. And one is just the understanding of the issue, and that's education, understanding the stats, and so forth. The other is we need some type of societal norming, and it could be a corporate policy or a law. And that's important because it sets a standard. It says this is okay or this isn't okay. But lastly, what's also very important, and Matt demonstrated this with the drunk driving, you know, campaign over all the years, is personal stories. It's kind of an emotional appeal. And so, you know, we at the National Safety Council try and use all three of those facets as we go about helping people change the way they behave to hopefully create a safer environment for all of us.
Yeah. And for those who are used to the bottom line, you know, these corporations, businessmen who are, you know, the personal gets to them as well, I'm imagining.
Well, it really does. Yeah. It really does. Yeah. I mean, you can easily put yourself in that situation.
And I'm thinking, too, we've been talking about cell phone, you know, talking on a cell phone. Here in Massachusetts, we've got our first motor vehicle homicide while texting case going on, a young man on trial for causing deaths while driving and texting. It seems like we are layering on new ways of being distracted in the car.
Well, we are. You know, if you think about it, we started driving, I think, about 125 years ago, driving vehicles. We started talking on the phone 75 to 100 years ago. We've only had mobile communications like we do today, where we can be connected to the internet, we can talk on the phone, we can do almost anything from a communication standpoint with these devices. That's only been the case to any great degree in the last 5 or 10 years.
Do you think they should be banned?
Yes, I do, in vehicles, by drivers, while you're driving a vehicle. You know, as long as 100 people a day are dying in this country, and the driver is responsible for the operation of their vehicle, their first and primary task has to be driving. It's not just their life they're risking. They're risking everybody's lives around them. And it has to be driving, not surfing the internet, not trying to close a business deal. And there's plenty of time to do that. Regardless of what people think, you adapt and you can get that done. So we think it should be banned in vehicles while driving.
That's Dave Teeter, Senior Director of Transportation Initiatives at the National Safety Council, talking about liabilities that companies are facing when their employees get into cell phone-related accidents. And, of course, also about the emotional impact having lost a 12-year-old to someone driving on a while talking on a cell phone. Dave Teeter, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Robin. Thank you very much.
So, do you think your company is responsible if you're on the phone and cause an accident? We work for a news organization. Would they ever ban cell phone use in the car? Should everyone? Lots to think about. Let us know your thoughts at hereandnow.org, at facebook.com/hereandnowradio, Twitter @hereandnowRobin. We'd love to hear from you. Latest news is next. Here and Now.